In a likely blow to New York's capital region, GlobalFoundries has announced a new round of layoffs. Layoffs are nothing new at GlobalFoundries. There have been periodic job cuts at the company's plants. In June, the company announced it was trimming its worldwide workforce of 18,000 employees by 8%. The latest round of layoffs, announced Monday, impacts GlobalFoundries' Fab 8 computer chip factory in the Saratoga County town of Malta, which employs about 3,400. James Wang is an analyst at New York City-based ARK Invest.
Semiconductor manufacturing is getting harder and harder, and the move to 7 nanometer or 10 nanometer in Intel's nomenclature has been much more difficult than people have anticipated. Intel has traditionally been the leader in the industry, and they've struggled. They've been late over 2-4 years to get to this manufacturing ability. And the only company in the world who's managed to do it is actually Taiwan's TSMC.
GlobalFoundries, headquartered in California, says it is shifting resources to improve and extend existing techniques, opting to concentrate its resources on its 14-nanometer chipmaking process.
GlobalFoundries has been bankrolled by Middle Eastern companies, investment companies, essentially, and I think they found that financial equation hard to tolerate. They invested in GlobalFoundries to make a profit rather than endure, you know, a decade plus of losses. So they've essentially switched strategies so that they will now focus on more profitable existing lines of manufacturing rather than this faraway, well, future technology that may be profitable, but that's very expensive.
Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce President Todd Shimkus tells Spectrum News GlobalFoundries called Monday to tell the organization about the job cuts.
Certainly we feel tremendously bad for the employees that are going to be let go. That's traumatic. But we've got a very strong economy here. There's lots of job openings and places where good people can find good opportunities. And I think we're going to do everything we can as a community to help those folks.
There is no official word as to how many jobs in Malta will be cut, but published reports have said hundreds of people will be affected. The Burlington Free Press reports a GlobalFoundries spokesperson says the impact will be minimal at the Fab 9 factory in Essex Junction, Vermont. Assistant Dutchess County Executive Ron Hicks paints a different picture for GlobalFoundries' plant in the Hudson Valley.
Their shift in strategy primarily impacts operations in the capital region. GlobalFoundries Fab 10 in East Fishkill manufactures technology down to the 14-nanometer node, which is what GlobalFoundries has announced they intend to focus on moving forward. So while, you know, we're saddened by the news that's happening in the capital region, that locally we look forward to GlobalFoundries investing in the 14-nanometer node and also their efforts to expand their 300-millimeter customer base with the deployment of 5G technology.
According to the technology analysis website Anantech.com, GlobalFoundries will continue to work with the IBM Research Alliance in Albany until the end of the year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.